Good morning. You are listening to WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen, and it is Monday, and Monday mornings mean it is time for our chat with the mayor, and this morning's mayor is Dana Beeman, and he is the mayor of St. John, and good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Brooke.
And thank you so much for being with us on this rainy Monday morning. And so you said St. John has a population of 7,800?
7,800 to 8,000.
Okay. And you're off US 127?
We are.
And you were joking just a minute ago about traffic jams and saying people tease you and say, oh, it's a traffic jam. Two cars stopped at a light.
That's about right. Yes.
So I want to ask you about your commission manager form of government. Explain that to me.
Well, it's a unique form of government in which the city manager actually does the day-to-day operations. We have a commission, a council of five elected officials, and we actually create policy, and then the city manager and his staff carries those out. So we have, within the five of us, we elect the mayor and the vice mayor. So the general citizenry do not elect the mayor and vice mayor. It's done by the city council.
So you've been the mayor since 2005?
That's correct.
And did you always want to be the mayor? I'm just curious.
I did. I had a friend who was on the city council, actually a couple, and they had both said, we're going to groom you to be on the city council. I then took a seat on the planning commission, and from there I threw my hat into the ring, so to speak, to run for city council, and I've been fortunate to be elected every time. And it's been a great run for me.
So has it been easier than you thought or harder?
Well, it's not a full-time job, but it's a full-time commitment. So I'm always doing something with the city, be it on one of the subcommittees. We have subcommittees like Planning Commission, Parks and Recreation, Library, Parking Committee, those types of committees. So we're all involved in those as well. So it's certainly been a time commitment, and I think as time goes on, with public funding being as scant as it is, it's tougher and tougher to make ends meet, to make things work, to provide the services that the citizens expect.
And your police chief and city manager both left for other cities. Are those jobs still open?
Those jobs currently are still open. We're in the process of going through the Michigan Municipal League to procure a city manager. And then police chief, we've done one round of interviews, and we'll be moving on to the second round of interviews very shortly.
So tell me about St. John. I've never been there. So tell me about your city.
Well, St. John's is known as the Mint Festival City. Big agricultural area. A lot of residents commute to Lansing and either work here at the university or for state government or other locations. But big agricultural area. Mint is a very primary product that's grown there, hence the Mint Festival, hence the Mint Festival City designation. Great community to raise children in. I grew up there myself, and as a high school student, couldn't wait to get away. And then when I met my wife, talked about getting back into where we want to raise kids. Couldn't think of a better place than St. John's, and it has been a great, great experience living there.
So how many kids have you raised there?
Three boys.
And have they left or have they stayed?
They have left.
So tell me about the Mint Festival. When is that?
That's August 11th, 12th, and 13th this year. A lot of activities go on surrounding the Mint Festival. I would encourage all of your listeners and you as well to attend if possible. A lot of vendors displaying their wares, selling their wares, huge parade. We have a beer tent with bands both Friday and Saturday night, car show, a lot of activities at the city park. That's primarily where it's held. So it's a fun time. A lot going on. Starts at noon on Friday and ends Sunday late afternoon.
So how many years has that been going on?
That's a great question. I would say probably maybe 25.
Oh, okay. So the Mint Festival, you mentioned beer. Is there mint beer, dare I ask?
no mint beer that I'm aware of, but they have some nice bands come, and that's been a increasingly popular event.
So what's your favorite thing about being mayor?
Well, I like to help people. I've enjoyed seeing the fruits of our labor, my labor, with regard to business enhancement, with regard to services provided to citizens. Recreation has become big. Library is a shining star in our city. So I'm happy to be part of those things, kind of give back to the community that helped raise me as a child.
So are there any challenges to living in St. John?
Well, no challenges per se. I guess being mayor, there's no place I can go that I'm not recognized or people want to talk about a drainage issue or a street issue or a bonding issue. But I know that. I knew that going in, and I always make it a point to speak to any individual that will contact me about that, either by phone or email, or even in person. So those are challenges, but they're fun challenges.
So you're always on duty.
I'm always on duty.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad to meet you. And again, the Mint Festival is in August.
Coming up in August,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we will be there. We will make it a field trip for the WKAR staff. So thank you.
We welcome you.
Well,
yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us again. This has been our Monday morning segment with the mayor, and the mayor of St. John, Dana Beeman, has joined us. Pharmacist by trade.
That's correct.
And a mayor now, and he has been the mayor of St. John since 2005. And you are listening to WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen.